Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Korman-Kintrieve here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Wednesday, March 27th, where we saw some nice outperformance from small caps today as breadth improved, Ken.
Yes, indeed. And so yesterday we had some selling pick up the pace during the final half hour of trading. Today it was a lot of buying during the final half hour of trading. So nice gains for the market. I want to take a look at three stocks today. First, MedPace. This is a contract research organization, MEDP. Also want to take a look at sort of the lone wolf in the solar group, Nextracker, NXT, and finally, retailer coffee chain Dutch Brothers, BROS.
All right. Sounds like a plan, Ken. We'll do that. But first, let's take a look at those major indexes. The NASDAQ today finishing up 0.5%, even stronger still was the S&P 500 up almost 0.9% on the day. Meanwhile, blue chips, the Dow up 1.2% and the Russell 2000, the strongest of the bunch today, up 1.8%. So some nice outperformance, like we mentioned, from small caps today. Ken, what do you make of the action here? A bit of a rotation day?
Well, I'll tell you, it was kind of a strange day for the market. I mean, here's the Russell 2000 getting into position for another breakout try here. Crosses that 2100 level. Mid-caps outperformed as well. So what was interesting is that when you look inside the IBD 50 and the market surge growth 250, all these big leaders, you know, since the market started rallying in early November, a lot of growth stocks came under selling pressure today. So on the one hand, you know, to see NASDAQ breadth 2.5 to 1 positive, to see breadth on the NYSE more than 4 to 1 positive, pretty impressive considering we saw a lot of profit taking in some of the big market leaders since early November.
Exactly. And we can also take a look at QQEW versus QQQ. So the equal weighted NASDAQ 100 ETF QQEW up 0.9% today, while QQQ just up 0.3% today, underscoring your point there, Ken. And we mentioned how SPY was up almost 0.9% on the day. Look at RSP here, the equal weighted S&P 500 ETF up 1.6%. Quite impressive.
Yeah, I mean, so you have broadening leadership, but you have a name like, you know, Celsius down 8% today. A lot of sellers in Nvidia. You know, stock closed a little bit off lows, but really in the bottom half of its range. Volume picked up the pace, so a lot of leaders under some pressure today. But this confirmed uptrend, I'll tell you, when you look at the price action in the NASDAQ Composite, S&P 500, small caps, you know, broadening leadership. So we'll continue to monitor the action in leading growth stocks. You know, it wasn't a great day for the leaderboard model portfolio, which has been you know, outperforming quite a bit this year, but you know, some profit taking hit some names on the leaders list. So we'll see what tomorrow brings, but certainly encouraged to see some late session buying today.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Ken. And if we can see those leaders have healthy pauses, digestions, new bases, while we see this broadening of market leadership and just participation, that seems overall like a positive, but we'll take it one day at a time. As you said, we'll see what tomorrow brings.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But I'll tell you, the breadth on the NYSE today, I think it was pretty close to 4.5 to 1 positive. So pretty good expansion of breadth on the S&P 500, which has looked a lot better than NASDAQ, yeah. NASDAQ breadth in recent months. Advanced decline line for the NYSE stocks in a nice uptrend, and that advanced decline for the NASDAQ still on a downtrend here. So good to see nice breadth thrust today.
Yeah, exactly. Here's GMIAA, that New York Stock Exchange advanced decline line, as you mentioned. Okay. And you did mention FFTY, so we'll just briefly go there. So yeah, some of these leading growth stocks taking a bit of a break today with FFTY down 1.1%, but a lot to like elsewhere underneath the surface. Let's take a look at MedPace, seeing some very orderly, tight action here for this medical sector name.
Yeah, I really, really like the look of MedPace here. You know, very, very positive response to earnings back in February when it first surged. And then it just, it ran up to the 400 level, and it's just been kind of, you know, trading sideways near 400. Again, holding support at that, you know, that key 21-day exponential moving average. If we swing over, you know, to the weekly perspective, this is really just the type of seeing a lot of price action like this, stocks holding gains well after breakout. So MedPace, really a fundamental superstar here. This is sort of, I mentioned, a contract research organization. So they basically work with big pharma, biotech. They help companies do clinical trials, basically help bring drugs to market faster. So if we get a nice pullback to the 10-week moving average here and a bounce, I think it would you know, put MEDP in an alternate buy zone. Other scenario is that it's just going to continue to move sideways and not give up much ground, and we could see a little flat base. But we'll keep an eye out for either a new base or a pullback to the 10-week line, strong enough stock where I expect it probably will make a stand and try to find some support.
Sounds like a plan. And you mentioned the lone wolf in solar, NXT. This is Nextracker. Some constructive action since the latest earnings report here for this stock as well.
Yeah, MedPace very strong fundamentally. Same with Nextracker. You can see results along the bottom of the chart. Their revenue growth has been accelerating. This is a company, as the as it says here, solar tracking and software solutions. So basically, these solar panels, the company makes software that helps them move with the sun and help them operate as efficiently as possible. So Nextracker is really a kind of similar price action to MEDP here. Really positive response to earnings, and this one has just been trading sideways on the weekly chart. This is actually a test of the 10-week moving average going on right now. But you see a couple of down weeks recently, another down week taking shape this week. We'd really like to see a nice some buying in here to see if the stock can find support. It still looks like a test going on, but impressed with this stock's relative strength. Again, the caveat, there's a lot of damage in the solar group. I think Nextracker by far has the highest composite rating of 97. Yeah. The second best composite rating is First Solar, FSLR, but that composite rating is 59, and you know, the stock is still in a downtrend here. So I think NXT is still worth watching in this group because of its fundamental and technical strength. We'll just see if we can get a nice bounce off the 10-week line here.
Yeah. And last but not least, let's take a look at Dutch Bros, BROS. This is in the retail restaurant group, and it's trying to turn around, Ken. We've got a cup with handle breakout from a couple of weeks ago, and it's trying to hold within that buy zone.
Yeah, this is a restaurant or a coffee chain. I think the market is still in the process of discovering the growth story here. So it's trying to break out of a bottoming base. Showed a lot of accumulation when it was moving higher several up weeks in a row. I like the fact that it is coming back in pretty light volume, especially on the daily chart here. You can see it's kind of pulling back. It came right down to the 21-day moving average, which is very close to that pivot of 32.31, and it's finding some support here. So based on that 32.31 entry, this one is still in a buy zone here. You can see the top line growth, the earnings growth in recent quarters. Again, a company that's still early in their growth phase, and I think it's one worth watching here because of, you know, strong fundamentals and pretty good technicals as well.
All right. Thank you for putting this back on our radar, Ken. And thanks everyone for watching. We will be back with more tomorrow morning on IEBD Live. We hope you join us. And since it's a shortened trading week with the market closed on Friday for Good Friday, tomorrow is the last episode of IEBD Live for the week. So we've got our special guest tomorrow, and that is Charles Harris, portfolio manager at O'Neill Global Advisors, returning to the show. So make sure you join us 10 minutes before the opening bell there, investors.com/IEBDLive for all the details. And 30 minutes before the opening bell, you can catch me on Varney & Co. on Fox Business. Looking forward to seeing everyone in the morning, or, you know, you can set your DVR for 9 a.m. Eastern. We'll see you on IEBD Live tomorrow and back here after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.